This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. New Mexicans can save the DNFSB. Contact our senators today. The Independent Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board has been dwindling from a 5-member board to 1 member and may disappear if we, the people, do not raise our voices to support its essential nuclear safety work. The safety board needs at least 2 new members, and that needs to get done by October 16th. New Mexico U.S. Senators Heinrich and Lujan have key roles to play to ensure the safety board's work continues unimpeded. Our voices of support are essential to ensure communities continue to receive the essential services of the safety board and its staff. Right now, members of the safety board's staff are monitoring the venting of radioactive tritium from Area G at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. Their expertise in the field of nuclear safety and their demonstrated competence and knowledge relevant to their independent investigative and oversight functions are an essential part of the process. They will be part of the follow-up once the venting of the 4 flange tritium waste containers is completed. Not only does the safety board have staff at LANL, but also at Sandia National Laboratories in Albuquerque and at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, the burial site for plutonium-contaminated nuclear weapons waste near Carlsbad. Contact Senator Martin Heinrich and Senator Ben Ray Lujan and tell them that the safety board is essential to keeping New Mexicans safe, especially in light of the DOE's plans to expand plutonium pit or trigger production at LANL. The safety board's expertise provides the public with the confidence that informed experts are watching and commenting on the nuclear weapons complex in New Mexico. A little history is relevant here. In the late 1980s, astronaut and U.S. Senator John Glenn was instrumental in the formation of the board. DOE's mismanagement of the Fernald plant in Ohio, the ongoing safety problems at the Rocky Flats plant near Denver, and the 1989 raid of the plant are but a few examples of why the board was formed. The weapons contractors have unsuccessfully tried to dismantle the safety board ever since. 2 new members must be installed by October 16th. That means we must put pressure on our senators to encourage Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Ted Cruz, both with DOE sites in their states, to nominate qualified candidates to the safety board now so that the process may begin. We also need to contact our colleagues in other states to do the same. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to access a list of other key senators, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.